Perek Zion, Mishnah Dalet. Behema Shnimtes, Meyushalayim Vaad Migdal Eder. A behema, an animal, that was found anywhere from Yushalayim until the city of Migdal Eder, was a city near Yushalayim. And similarly, Ukumidasel Kol Ruach, or really, it doesn't have to be just from Yushalayim till Migdal Eder, but if you take the distance of Yushalayim till Migdal Eder, and you apply that to any direction, you know, from Yushalayim and onward, up until, you know, whatever that shear would be, whatever that amount would be. So then these animals, zicharim, if the animal was a male that you found, olos, we assume it's a carbon ola. Why? And then you take and you bring it as a carbon ola on this beach. Because we assume that there's a chazaka that it came from Yerushalayim. And any animal which is in Yerushalayim has a chazaka that it's kachim, it's designated for the based on mikdash. And most of the zichar, most of the males were brought as carbon olos. Because she'olos in bo'os element of zichar, because normally an ola would come from a zachar, from a male. So therefore, and Yerushalmi also explains that the basin made a tekana, al-habahemos ha'ovdos, on lost animals that are found, that they should be brought as a carbon ola. So the idea here was that if you found this animal, and it was a male, and it was within the distance of Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, either to the actual city, or whatever that distance is in any direction from Yerushalayim, then you'd bring it as a carbon ola, because we assume that any male animals that are found in this distance, we assume it came from, there's a chazaka, there's a status quo that it came from Yerushalayim, and all the animals in Yerushalayim have a status quo, they have a chazaka that they should be for kachshah, they should be used for the Beis HaMikdash, and most of the zechar, most of the males were carbon olos. What about nikevos, if they were female animals? Zivchei shlamim. If the animal that you found was a female, then you're bringing it as a carbon shlamim, because most of the nikevos, most of the female animals in Yerushalayim, was brought as a carbon shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, haroi lepsachim, if what you found was a keves, was a sheep, oez, a goat, which was a zachar, a male, ben shana, within 1 year. So that's the criteria they need to be fit for a carbon Pesach. So then psachim, it's permitted for you to bring it as a carbon Pesach. Kodim l'regal shloshim yom, if you found this animal, this male 1 year old goat or sheep, if you found it before Chag HaPesach, 30 days. Because before 30 days was the time when they would start learning the halachos of Pesach. So from that time and onward, they would set aside their sheep for Karban Pesach. So we assume then that this sheep was meant to be for Karban Pesach. Therefore, you should bring it as a Karban Pesach. The finder should bring it as a Karban Pesach. And if the owner would come afterwards and say, hey, I was the owner, you should have returned it to me, and the one that found it wasn't aware of it, so let's give the owner, you know, compensation, I'll pay him for it. But nonetheless, you would bring it as a carbon Pesach, because this type of finding meets the criteria that would be fit for a carbon Pesach when you would find it before the Chag, at, you know, by 30 days before the Chag, and that was the time when they'd be setting aside their sheep for the carbon Pesach. So they're telling you here what you would do with this kind of finding and the other findings that we had in earlier in the Mishnah. Okay, Mishnah, hey. And again, we're all going through the theme of, you know, we had finding coins in the air box, which box does it go to, finding coins near the merchants in Yerushalayim, they were selling animals, which, you know, what does it correspond to? So we're just following the similar theme of when you find things, you know, what status do you give it? So now we have a little story, a short Mishnah, Mishnah Hey. But we've shown in the beginning, so a person that found an animal in Yerushalayim or near Yerushalayim, like we said, from Yerushalayim up until Migdal Eder, or that distance really in any direction. So Beis Din would take collateral from the finder. They would take his watch or whatever. Achu mevi nisachem, until the finder would bring the nisachem, the libations that are befitting for this carbon. Meaning, the finder found the animal, he brings it as a carbon, he got a freebie. But the rule is you have to bring the nisachem along with it as well, otherwise it's only half the carbon. You have to bring the libations. So what they would do is they would tell the finder, alright, you found the animal, you get this freebie, you can bring it, but make sure you bring the nisachem. And they would take a collateral, they would take his watch, his car, whatever it was, until you brought the nisachem to make sure they would follow suit. But then, chazuliot manichenosan barchin. So people saw Kivan Sharor, the Beis Din saw that people said, hey, I don't want to bother, you know, with this lost animal, because I'm going to end up losing money. I find this animal, I got to bring it as a carbon, but Lamaisa, I have to take money out of my pocket because I have to bring the Nesachim also. And people weren't interested in doing that. They said it's all or nothing. So they decided, you know, I'm not going to bother with these animals. And then no one was, you know, these lost animals, no one was really taking them in and taking care of them. So then they said, you know what? Hiskinu, Beis Din made a takana, that the Nesachim that had to be coming along with the carbon would come from the public, meaning from the Trumas Lishka, from the chamber where they had the public coins. They'd use that to cover for the Nesachim. So the people would be encouraged, if they found these animals, to bring it as a carbon on the Mizbeach and not to take any money out of pocket, because the Nesachim part of it wouldn't come from them, it would come from the Lishka, from the treasury in the Beis HaMikdash, or the communal coins. They would use that to improvise for the Nesachim, and this way everyone was happy. Okay, that concludes the missions for tonight.